Hello friends, today we are going to be discussing chapter number 3 of Principles of Management. As you see on your screen, it is covering vision and mission. It's titled as vision, mission and strategy. In chapter 1 and 2, we spoke about the importance of management. What is management? We spoke about the importance of we learning management in our personal lives. Today we are emphasizing that for us to learn management, we have to first practice it in our personal lives. Because it has been seen that many people learn management as a subject, they do their MBA, but personally they are not good managers unto their lives, into their thinking process, etc. So we discussed about how one needs to be a manager and what are the different things one needs to do. Then we talked about the brief history of management in chapter number 2. And now I'm taking you to the journey of what is popularly called as vision, mission statement and strategies, etc. As you see on the screen, there is a youngster standing and he's looking into the far horizon with the binoculars. What is he seeing? He's seeing something in the future, something very far away. With the binoculars, he's able to see something very clear, as if it's appearing near, right? And so vision is symbolic of that. Something which others don't see, you see it, is far away in terms of time frame, but you can see it clear and close. Now that's what we are going to be discussing and many more things in this chapter number 3. So let's take it further. Now here is a pictorial depiction about how there's a vision at the top from where everything starts in an organization. The very existence of an organization is based on a vision. If the vision is absolutely clear, then the organization would find itself effectively achieving the goals with other things coming, falling in line. Every organization for that matter has a vision, but very few organizations have got a vision that is clearly understood and articulated. So vision is at the top, as you see, then the vision goes down into another depiction which is called as mission or mission statements. And these mission statements further gets broken up into what are called as objectives, as you see, and these objectives finally get achieved in the form of a goal, the final outcome, the targets with action plans. Now in between we also have something called strategy. So I would like you to visualize a vision, you can write it down, mission, a strategy leading to objectives and the objectives leading to goals. Five steps through which we go, right? Now this is the way the whole thing flows. What we see in any organization is a goal. You go to an automobile manufacturing factory, you see the goal in the form of the car that is ready made, it's kept out in the godown or in the warehouse. The vision is something we don't see. The mission is something we don't see, but we see the statements. Strategies are the churning of the energy in the company, which we can't see, but we can sense it. Objectives also, more or less, we can sense it. But when it comes to goals, goals are the things, the only thing that we can see tangibly, we can feel tangibly, whether it's a product or a service. Hence, one has to understand how to know what is a vision, and one has to know that the vision ultimately takes me to the goal. This is a very important aspect of learning management. When I spoke about you working towards your individual management, your self-management, I was talking about the importance of learning to be clear in your thoughts, learning to be clear in your actions. When I have a vision, I have a clarity of thoughts. Conversely, the clearer and clearer I think, I can see my vision. In fact, visions get created better and more effectively when there's a clarity of thought. In a confused state, one cannot know what's a vision. It becomes a reaction, not something which is calm and quiet and well thought of process. So one has to realize that all these things which we talk about is not easily understood by the people who are at the bottom. A goal achievement person is an operation person at the shop floor level. If it's a service sector, it's a personal banker who's giving us the banking services. These are the people who are achieving the goals of the companies, visionaries, and the people who have made the mission. Do they know while they are working that this is a vision? Do you know when you are delivering some goals which are coming out tangibly that this is an outcome of the vision? Is that awareness important? Very much. So the purpose of learning this particular chapter number 3 is to learn to connect the intangibles on one end, the vision, the mission, to the tangibles on the other end, the goal. So how to convert something which looks very nebulous, which looks very general, into something very specific? That's the art. So that is what we will be discussing now in this chapter. Let me take you further. A vision statement is written by looking ahead into the future, like what we saw. The youngster is looking ahead and he must be writing a vision statement. Now, what's a vision? Let me give you my input. A vision is a dream. A vision is a dream. There is a mention of a dream in this, right? It aims at a higher achievable things. What's a dream? We all dream. Something which just comes out of it. I wish I could become the CEO of this company. I dream that I would like to own this huge apartment. Dreams everyone does. We all dream. But with the dream comes another quality in a vision, and that's called as a passion. The dream, you dream about something at night, very vivid dream, and you get up very early morning and you just shake your partner or your brother or sister and you say, hey, I dreamt so and so things. Immediately after waking up, you're able to articulate the dream. Correct? Now, this dream is very clear as soon as you dream. After 1 hour, or maybe after 6 hours, or after one day, you will have a memory of a dream, but not the clarity of the details of the dream, which you articulated to the person who was next to you. Right? Now, what has gone wrong with the dream? The dream was very clear when it happened, but then there was no sustaining power to make it come out as a memory later on. So what's passion? Passion is that energy that converts a dream into a sustained thinking process. It gives you that type of a motive energy, saying that, look, this is a dream I dreamt, and through the passion I am propelled towards taking action. The third property. So vision is equal to a dream plus passion plus urgency to act. Underline the word urgency. A vision is such that it's clear, and the visionary is so full of energy and passionate, he loses his sleep, not because he's an insomniac. He loses his sleep because he wants to make the vision happen as soon as possible. So there's an urgency to act. If there are 1 million people who dream, all of them dream, there may be about maybe 10,000, maybe 1,000 people who have got the passion of sustaining the dream. And out of the 10,000 or whatever figure is there, we'll find a handful of maybe 3 or 4 or 5 people who actually show the madness or the urgency to convert the dream into action. So vision, to my understanding, vision to me as a trainer, leadership trainer, is all about a dream plus passion plus urgency to act. So visionaries are very clear about what they want, and they have the passion to do it, and they are in a tearing hurry, and they actually go along and do it. Now when you execute a vision in action for the first time, everybody is confused, because you are doing something which is ahead of time. And so people get confused. Ordinary people cannot see what you are seeing. And the worst part of it is, the ordinary people might try to discourage you because that is not the done thing. They may think you are crazy. Visionaries are seen as crazy people. They are crazy. After all, what is crazy? Crazy is something that you do which others don't do. Something different you do which is not a part of the norm is considered to be crazy. And they are crazy. But they know what they are doing. And when what they do comes out in the form of a tangible output, it manifests out, then people say, wow, this is something fantastic. Two brothers in France thought that human beings can fly. Everybody started laughing at them. Oh, these guys have gone crazy. Now these two chaps believed in what they did. They had the passion, the grit and the determination. And what did they do? They went along and worked day and night, ceaselessly, urgency to act. And then what they did? They went along and built a plane. And they made the whole village assemble at the place, and they said, we are going to take off. Everybody was standing there and they wanted to know how the plane will fly. How can people fly? How can man fly? They flew for a few seconds and they crashed. Everybody cheered. And the villagers said, we knew we will not fly. Ordinary people, when they look at a visionary in action, they look at him with awe and wonderment. At the same time, when the person fails, they say, we knew it. This is ordinary thinking. This is a small story about Wright brothers. Did they stop when everybody laughed at them? No. They had this madness in them and they made the thing happen. They took it ahead. Now that is what vision is all about. Thomas Alva Edison. Talk about anybody. Talk about our very own recent Steve Jobs. Vision. Now these people worked ceaselessly towards looking into something of the future. So that's vision. And vision is written by looking ahead into the future. It aims at higher achievable things. It is based on what the organization should strive for and achieve in another 5 to 10 years. The author here has written 5 to 10 years. I would say that something of a longer nature, something which people can't see very easily today, the vision is actually projecting that of the future. So if you see some vision statements of companies, some organizations, we'll have some idea about what we are talking. Okay? The vision acts as a powerful tool, a guiding star. In fact, it is the only guiding star. It gives you all the charge of whatever you want to do. Now, when a person makes the vision his own, when it is personalized, when he starts identifying himself with the vision and truly he owns it, he starts feeling that I'm a part of it. Okay, the vision provides the incentive, that is a drive towards the fulfillment. I've already explained this to you. When something is mine, this is called as a law of identification. The law of identification. When I identify something as mine and I start owning it, then what happens is suddenly I start getting a drive towards the fulfillment. I start working towards it. There's a connect. The employee engagement we talk about in organizations cannot happen unless and until people are with the vision of the company. Right? So, taking it further, it creates commitment. It creates motivation and the drive for initiating the mission, the next stage. After the mission comes the objectives, and objectives lead before, after the mission comes strategies, in fact, then comes the objectives, then the goals. Now we are using other terms like projects and tasks which are necessary to realize a vision. There are a number of terminologies we use here. But remember that each terminology has to be clearly understood by every student of management, right? So I take it further, a vision should be understood. It should be understood that vision is a portrayal. It's a depiction of what life could be 5 to 10 years from now. Again, I would not like to restrict myself to 5 to 10 years. The author has said it in his own way. I would just like to say that it's about the future. A vision is not about 5 years. It can be even as recent as 1 year. Depends upon what you're envisioning. It's about the future. A future which others are not able to see, you're able to see. And it is not wishful thinking alone. It's about something on which you're putting your passion. They say that wherever I put my energy in a thought, the reality comes up. What goes around comes around. Thoughts become things. So if I put more and more passion to my thoughts and I urgently act upon the passionate thoughts, automatically it manifests itself. That's how inventions take place. That's how discoveries take place. That's how innovations take place. Right? So, vision is a result of dreams in action. I've explained it in a different way to you. Now we go to time is allowed for dreaming and brainstorming along with categorizing random thoughts to ensure a comprehensive and realistic view. This is what the author tells us about how it is done in a corporate scenario. It is expected that people are given time. In many organizations, time is not given. Organizations don't want you to dream. Brainstorming they do. Now when I say time and dreaming, it's about daydreaming wherein you know you have to think laterally. You have to think in 360 degree radial direction. You have to think something different, out of the box as you call it. Organizations are stable bodies and they would always like to see that stability becomes the order of the day. A very strange thing about organizations is that while every organization wants innovation, creativity, but the very existence of an organization is based on stability. Stability is about creating more sales and more profits. Very important. Creativity is about entering into new areas and making breakthroughs. The moment I am getting into creativity, I am disrupting the existing comfort zone, the existing stability. So while organizations say that I want to have creativity, many of them, if not all, they somehow by default try to suppress creativity to quite a bit extent. Because if I am going to do something new, a new project altogether, an R&D, it appears as if I am wasting my time because I will be doing dreaming and I'll be doing some work which may not have a tangible output. And organizations are made in such a way that when they don't see a tangible output, they feel it's a waste of resources. So many organizations, although they claim that they want visionaries, they want to have all these creative things and all, but they do not allocate time and they do not allocate people to dream and do brainstorming later on. Brainstorming is usually done in the following manner. There are some ideas which are already floating, and on that ideas people start working more and more. A new idea comes from somewhere. It doesn't fit into the scheme of things today. It doesn't fit into the scheme of the philosophy of the company. There's a tendency to just reject it. Now, when we talk about vision, we are talking about just about any thought that comes that needs to be entertained. So we have to give time, soaking as you call it, for dreaming. Now, dreaming is not negative. Dreaming is something I've got to imagine things. It's only imaginations that made things happen. This very medium through which I'm talking to you wouldn't have happened if there was no imagination in someone's minds. Take our mobiles which you're having, smartphones, touch phones, the tablets, the various contraptions which we are using today. Somebody imagined it and so it happened. Now, imagination is not time bound. One can't say that for the next 2 hours you sit there and imagine a new product and give it to me. This is something that happens in organizations which needs to be watched. Creativity happens at the most inopportune moment. Archimedes was just floating in his tub and suddenly he thought of something. The spark came to him, law of flotation came. Isaac Newton was just lying down on the grass, the apple fell. He should have just eaten it, isn't it? But what did he do? He started asking questions. Something came up. He said, why is the apple falling down? Now, was it a laboratory in which he sat? No. Was Archimedes in a laboratory? No. So these type of the daydreaming and the time and all are a very important component of vision. for which one has to give that amount of leeway to people. It's easily said than done. Many companies talks about vision, 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 but then few people in the organizations, including the top management, rarely sit down and take a sabbatical to dream, to do something different, which is not commercially related, and then come back and say, okay, this is what we've done. Any vision, when it's put down in paper initially, does not make sense to people who are thinking in terms of tangibles. Any vision, when it is put down in paper and discussed with people, it doesn't make sense to people who think in tangible terms. It requires certain special skills. It requires certain extra special skills, I would say, for understanding that this person, when he's talking something, this is a vision he's articulating. I need to be expansive in my thinking. I need to have the capacity to think forward. It's very important, right? So, taking it further, the vision statement gives direction to the organization. Having a vision paves way for the success of the organization. Okay? Between the dream and the vision, the organization has to climb a ladder of action plans such as expertise, creativity, empowerment, involvement, and values. These are nothing but certain skills, certain types of inputs which one has to nurture. Expertise in an area which is in which the person goes intensively into it. Creativity, which is out-of-box thinking. Empowerment is basically allowing the person to make mistakes, giving him all the encouragement to do something new, not being critical with that person, appreciating the progress that he's doing. It's not about the results, it's about validation. So doing that and having the values about what needs to be done for the future, right? A vision in each of these sub-levels will help the organization to reach the goals faster. The vision is not the domain of only one group of people, the so-called top people. No. Vision is something that needs to permeate down. Vision has to show in the way the employee is passionate about his work. If I am in an organization doing some work for them, I must do everything to understand the vision of the organization and ensure that energy which is a part of the vision is also part of me. Because when it becomes a part of me, I am in a position to fulfill the objectives and the goals which the visionary of the organization has thought of. I'll be in line with his expectations. It's very important. Now, this sort of a training is rarely given, wherein people are trained into imbibing the vision-based passion into their work. If the vision-based passion comes into my work, I'll be doing a good job. Especially in service sector, service industries talk about vision, mission statements and all they articulate. It is all given on the walls of the receptionist, in the reception of the company. But when you see people working at the functional level, you find they are far distanced from what the visionary wants. So the point to be noted is that vision is not the domain only of the top people or the creators of the company. Vision has to permeate down the line to everybody, right down to the operational staff. If the operational person has a vision-based passion to achieve his goals, mark my statement, vision-based passion to achieve the goals, then achieving the goals becomes very, very easy and effective. Right? Now, a vision in each of these sub-levels will help the organization to reach the goal faster. That's what I've explained right now. Now, general guidelines for a vision statement. What should we do in a vision statement? We have to create something called a vision statement. Right? I have a dream. I have a passion. I've got an urgency to act. So, I need to create a statement to tell the people, look, this is what it is. And so, I like to involve as many employees, as many resources in the company as possible in the formulation of the vision statement. Talk to people. Everybody. The left brain, logical people. The right brain, totally right brain, haywire people also. Everybody put together, we need to involve. And how is this done? Through brainstorming. Seek ideas, put your ideas, you'll get criticism. So it's a churning of ideas. It's like a crucible experience. So this needs to be happening. Then we need to draw what are called as affinity diagrams and brainstorming. Now, what is affinity diagram? You know, whenever we talk about some topic, there are certain related things to the topic that come into picture. For example, the moment I talk about mobile phones, mobile phones means immediately we talk about communication. We talk about mobile phones, you know, using the net. So all the associated thinking process, all the associated thoughts and actions, which are common resources to that particular theme, is brought together. That is called as affinity diagram. It's basically a list of things that are all a part of the common resources. If I have to, let's say, travel to the hills, then I have to take all the common resources that are required to go to the hills. A backpack, the bottle of water. So those are all, I have to do that type of an action diagram, affinity diagram, to ensure that I am able to be in the proper direction. Because thoughts are very haywire. How to put them into structures, how to make things happen in a proper way, is what is affinity diagram about. And then that is followed by brainstorming, and it should be used in the formulation of the vision statement. Right? There are other tools also. The author has given one tool called affinity diagram, used in certain organizations extensively. Right? Now we come to the vision. Should project the growth and the development. Vision should have a growth and a development. After all, a vision is all about the future. So the person who envisions does have growth and also further what needs to be done. See, vision is like the first seed you sow. When I put the seed in the soil and I nurture it well, it starts becoming a sapling. It becomes a plant and a tree, and it starts bearing fruits and flowers. Now, if this is to be expected growth and development, we need to nurture the vision. We need to see that the vision is going further. It's very important. It should be short and realistic. I don't totally subscribe to this. To begin with, the statement has to be very clear about three things. What is a dream? What's the requisite passion? Words of passion have to be put in the vision statement. And then, how do you impel people to do it? How do you excite people to come forward to do it? The urgency to act. So those words have also to be important. When I read a vision statement, I must be able to get the energy of the visionary. I must be able to see the dream which he has dreamt. I must be able to get the passion through the words that is articulated in the vision statement. I must be able to know that by reading the vision statement, it should inspire me to instant action. Now, these are the three things I look forward in any vision statement. In my leadership training, I keep telling people about vision statements. Some of the vision statements are just given there as cliched words. I ask them, do you live your vision? Do you live your vision? Now, many of them blink. While you're listening to me, some of you will be agreeing that you do not know what's your vision. I say, take every word and see whether you're living the word. Because when you take the word, live the word, understand the word of the vision statement, then you know what the company's vision is. Then things become easier. Then you create what is called as a vision community. A vision community. Vision community are the people who understand the vision, they have the passion of the vision and the urgency to act. And they all stay together and they take everybody further with that type of a passion. Right? How you intend to achieve the foresighted vision should be highlighted to people. And now this is what a vision statement should be all about. A small depiction is given here. It should be simple in articulation. Very simple. Vision statement need not have jargon. Many vision statements I have seen, they have jargon. They got very impressive words. Words impress, but they do not express. Can you make it simple, short and sweet, so that everybody understands it? They don't have to refer to the dictionary, or they may feel, oh, this word is too complicated, they forget and they just run away. It doesn't go into their system. Make it simple. Make it unique. The vision of every company, every organization is unique. Take people in the IT sector. Because the IT majors, each of the IT majors, you go and see the vision statement, they'll be very unique. Take the field of education like ours. Our vision statement is different from other people who are equally good like us. So, the uniqueness shows that my dream is my unique dream. My dream is my unique dream. If you take a vision statement borrowed from someone, permit me to say this, you will not be able to be effectively achieving your goals. Because it's not your passion, it's not your dream, it's not your activity inside. The urgency to act will not be towards realizing a vision. It will be more towards only a goal. Okay? Then we talk about enthusiasm, the energy that is required, the passion I spoke about. It should be creative. It should be something very different, and it should think out of box. It should give a wow effect to people. Is this possible? People have to think. They should feel inspired. It should be futuristic. Obviously, vision is futuristic, and it should be progressive towards the growth and the goal. And these are some of the points given by the author from some source. And similarly, there will be other points which each of you can add. A vision, if I sum up the whole vision for myself, I always look out for three things, like I told you. Is it a dream? Am I clear about the dream? Am I having the passion to pursue the dream? And do I have the urgency to do it? When these things happen, the vision sooner or later fructifies into a tangible goal. It comes out, definitely. Okay?